Edwin Washington Edwards. Edwin Edwards was elected to his first term by an unprecedented combination of Cajun and black votes. His administration was marked by several accomplishments. Edwards supported a constitutional convention to replace the unwieldy Constitution of 1921. The new Constitution, written in 1973 and made effective in 1975, directed the governor to reorganize the executive branch. Edwards also pushed for legislation tying the severance tax on crude oil to a percentage of the barrel price rather than a flat fee. High energy prices of the 1970s helped Louisiana maintain a balanced budget during Edwards' first two terms. Edwards named blacks to key state positions, and his support of black politicians resulted in a mutually beneficial relationship. He supported the open primary, which pitted candidates of all parties against each other in a first general primary, which inadvertently strengthened the Republican Party in state elections as Democrats split their votes. Edwards' third term was marked by federal indictments, but not convictions, for mail fraud, obstruction of justice, and public bribery stemming from the sale of hospital certificates, and coincided with falling oil prices and falling state revenues. Thought to be politically dead after conceding the 1987 race to Buddy Romer, Edwards roared back into the governor's mansion for an unprecedented fourth term in 1992. Not since his first gubernatorial election had Edwards received the endorsement of so many major newspapers and organizations, all intent on keeping former Ku Klux Klansman David Duke out of office. Early in his fourth term, Edwards led the passage of land-based casino gambling legislation.